Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the NBL News Podcast. The OG Season 1 Joe is back. Jackson cannot join us today. He's on loan at News Corp still, is he? I don't know where he is, Adam. How are you going?
But it's fine. I'm all right. But, you know, we might take Jackson's team option and not, you know, give him back. Who knows?
Yeah, he's getting rested. He's resting this week for the finals. We've, you know, got to get him well prepared for the finals. Now, the OG's back, the OG duo. Still a bit to talk through this last week. Obviously, some Boomers games, some coach signings, and we'll go for a bit of finals preview as well. We didn't get into much of it last week, but we'll share our predictions for the games tomorrow or Wednesday. Will probably be when it comes out. So today, whenever you listen to this, and you, some may actually listen to this after the game, so you may hear our terribly wrong predictions and laugh at us when
or terribly right, one of the two.
But let's start off with interim coaches signings. Back-to-back days, I'm pretty sure it occurred. First, it was Scott Ninnis. Obviously, we heard Gorgian pulled out of the race himself because he didn't want to be, quote, a dog to his good mate, Scott Ninnis. That's what he said. That's what Olgood said.
No, it's something he would say, though. Yeah. I can hear Gorgian.
He pulled out of the race, and that left Scott Ninnis the role for, I think it was a multi-year deal, 2 years guaranteed. So
good guarantee on doesn't mean crap water, Evan. Come on, Jacob was
especially Adelaide. Contracts for coaches.
We say guaranteed. There's quotations behind it.
Coaches' contracts mean absolutely nothing in the NBL for sure. But
well, contracts full stop in the NBL mean nothing.
You're right. But Ninnis on that multi-year deal to Adelaide. Honestly, look. He did turn that thing around. He's huge culture motivator in Adelaide. He's as I said, he's brought that culture. Is what they need in Adelaide. He knows. He's been a part of every 36ers championship, I believe, as player or assistant coach. So he knows what needs to be taken to win games for that city and everything. But at the end of the day, is he a championship winning coach in the current day NBL? Probably not. Aiden, I want to hear your thoughts on it, but I don't know. I feel like he's not
me and you, but anyway.
I don't know if he's the right guy for a job. Obviously he did turn that thing around, but is he the right guy?
Are you worried about it's gonna be like a sugar hit like the AFL when a coach just comes in for just for his end of the season and just a sugar hit until the next season starts, it goes downhill. Like I had to take Brian Freeman, but Reece Shaw with North Melbourne. He didn't last that like long at North Melbourne and then went down for as well.
Yeah.
But I think he can take this team to finals, but I don't know if he can win a championship. Depending on the roster, I don't think he's the right guy in terms of that. But you know, we can't judge him off the last. Like, I want to judge him one season after this and see how
he goes. Yeah, 100%. It's fair to judge him after a season, but yeah.
He's going to get Brett Maher involved as well. Brett Maher needs to be involved in LA next season some way.
I think they also. I feel like if they're getting Skinners, that should be a new nickname. Skinners. Yes, no?
What is this? Skinner from.
I think the thing with Scott Ninnis, if you're making him his head coach, you need a really good assistant coach. So whether that's like a Scott Roth back in the day under Trevor Gleeson at the Perth Wildcats or like a Jacob Chance.
Jamie Coleman was still, I think, was valuable.
Yeah, Jamie Lachlan for Cairns. They need a strong assistant coach if Scott Ninnis is head coach, in my opinion.
An experienced assistant coach, yeah.
Yeah, and even someone overseas that's has a little bit of NBA experience or a bit of a veteran. As I said, I think a Scott Roth kind of assistant coach who came into the Perth.
Look, I don't want to bring his name up because he's not going to be there, but like a guy that went to CJ Britton was at Brisbane, kind of assistant.
But I feel like someone more high value, maybe like as I said, like a Scott Roth, when he went to Perth. I think that high value assistant coach is what they need if Scott Ninnis is their head coach. And look, they could obviously if they get a good roster. Obviously, the players want to beat it. Vasilevich signed a multi-year deal. It looks like they've got to keep those guys on contracts in Kadir and Dech.
Galloway wants to come back. I think.
Who knows about Humphreys? They're trying to get a deal with Humphreys, but. The thing is, I'm not sure if Ninnis can take them all the way. As you said, it's got to be on the roster. But look, I feel like they need a high level assistant coach. As well, I feel like they maybe should have still looked out there a bit for some overseas coaches. Just have a ponder on what's out there on the market. No need to rush. Like they've got, when does free agency start? It starts like first week after the grand final finishes. So they'll have at
Probably
least,
May, April.
yeah, they have at least another 3 or 4 weeks to find someone. So I feel like they still should have done a bit of
Julius.
search around to see what's out there in the market. But if they think Scott Innes is their guy, then that's good for the 36ers to bring that guy in and not
I just
hesitate
hope
on
it's not
it.
a sugar hit. I just don't want it to be, like I said, a rich, like a pretty situation. And then someone comes in for a bit, and then when the next season starts, it just becomes old habits and. Like he'll hear someone yell at stop anyway, what
Funny
Mitchell
thing is,
Carey said. But
I just said like Adelaide shouldn't have been Adelaide should have been hesitant to sign Innes. They should have just seen the market. But I'm also happy that they weren't hesitant. That they signed Innes straight away. It's kind of funny saying that. Like I'm glad Adelaide as a club, from what they've been
they
for the
weren't
last
tossing
few
between
years,
people, is what you're saying.
like landed on them, they're like, okay, we can't get the best guy available, which is Gorgeon, best coach available 100%. All right, let's get Innes. He's our guy 100%. He's got to be at this club anyway, so let's just get him on board. So I like that
Well, they
Adelaide
brought him
did
at the
that
start
straight
of
off
the
the
year as well
bat.
to the club
Yeah,
after
and I think it was
Bowman
only
or someone left.
and it was the morning after Gorgeon said he didn't want to be there. So I'm happy Adelaide did that, but also would have liked a bit of searching around. But anyway, we'll see what happens, see what else holds with their roster in the offseason. The other coach, Justin Tatum, the next day signed a 3-year deal, I think a 2-year plus one deal to be back at the Hawks, and love this. It's funny how I say Tatum deserves, like,
You gave
Tatum
him
is
all
the
this
best
crap
head
before we
coach.
started.
Tatum
Well, not crap.
deserves to
You were
be a head
worried.
coach. I think solely because I think Illawarra, when Tatum came into the Hawks, Illawarra were below Adelaide, I'm pretty sure, and Ninus was came in like similar time. And
Well, no, they both came in at the same the start of the season, I think, because
no,
well,
as
LA
head
lost.
coach and head as head coach.
Oh, he got
They came,
yeah.
how close did they come in as head coach?
I want to say 2 or 3 weeks apart. It wasn't
Yeah.
close.
Yeah. Even at the time, like the Hawks
Actually, no.
were
So CJ was during the FIBA window break, whatever we call
when
that.
Ninus came in, was Adelaide still above the Hawks? I think they were.
They would have been.
Yeah,
Because they
yeah.
beat.
So this is
Didn't
why
they beat Phoenix with CJ, didn't they?
I remember their
The
last
first time
game was
around.
when they got pummeled by Tassie by like 50.
That's right, because that was after the FIBA window, I think. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Either way, I feel like they're still at a similar stage when Ninus and Tatum came in as head coach. And Tatum has brought them to a top four team and championship contender. Adelaide still missed out on the finals and eighth spot. They still finished eighth, which has been, I think it is their worst spot in how many ever so years? I think maybe over a decade now. Like, obviously, since there's been 10 teams in the league, but
I know what you're
like
getting
I
at,
think
though.
it's like one of their worst. I think they finished seventh last season or eighth. Did they finish
Yeah,
eighth?
last year I
But
think it was
they were
seventh.
eighth
I think
last year as
seventh.
well because Melbourne
I
was
don't know. It
seventh.
was
Yeah.
close.
But either way, they still finished eighth Adelaide. Illawarra finished fourth. They were at a similar record when both those head coaches came in. So that's why I feel more comfortable with Tatum being a head coach in the NBL. Hawks always had that talent and they're now a championship contender. And who knows, if they beat Tassie, they're playing a Perth team that they've swept 3-0 this year
That's why I'm
in the
more worried about them
semifinals.
being next season. That's why I don't
So
think it's gonna be a sugar hit. Like they've
100%.
proven they can win games.
It's funny to say that, and some people may disagree, but as you said too, it's not like, as you said, a sugar hit for Tatum, but it is for Ninus. It's weird to say that, but it's solely based because Tatum is now a championship contender and Scott Ninus is
And
eighth.
coach of the year finalist as well, but that's nothing against Ninnis, but like Tatum has
So
he
that's
got
why
that
I was
trust of the group straight away.
that's why I'm a bit sure on the Ninus signing. But you got any thoughts on the Tatum addition
I'm
at
just
all? Should they also get a
not the
high
Tatum
level
addition.
assistant coach with him?
I think he needs someone with NBL experience, but like that's been around, like again, like a Jamie Pullman, CJ Britton, even like that type of
Jamie
level
O'Loughlin, I
that
think, would
knows
be
the.
great.
Yeah, I don't know what Jamie actually Auckland is doing. I know Pullman's in Asia at the moment, so I don't think he's coming back anytime
Bring
soon.
back Rob Beveridge,
But even
though.
a yeah, I would say Rob Beveridge. No, it's crazy to say that, but I think he would be a perfect
I think
fit,
he's in
even though,
Indonesia at the moment. I think someone spotted him in the
look,
Indonesia game the other day, which
I
he didn't
don't know. I
join.
think Jackson said that to us, but I think like an NBL assistant, like the ones that he's got, great, but they haven't. They've been around, but I reckon that he needs to get a clean state assistant. I can't believe I'm saying this. Even if Simon Mitchell was an assistant for like a head type, like Simon knows his basketball and he has been around basketball for a while. Like,
It's
I know if
better
you're
you
listening,
trade him
that's not
once, though.
great you, but yeah, I don't think he should go American or based though. That's not gonna work.
I think the benefit of having Tatum as your head coach, there's a lot of benefits now with Justin Tatum as your head coach, obviously with his son. But I think with the connections he's had with coaching all those high schools in the US and all those St. Louis connections, he may be able to get a really good US next star, or even those connections with imports over there. Look, he could even ask his son to say, "Hey, you play with this guy on the
So no,
Celtics.
what did you
Tell him how
do?
good the Illawarra is." So,
Well, the
look,
last time I met a guy that was in Wollongong that came from the Celtics was RJ Hunter, and we know how.
didn't go to Illawarra, he went to Sydney.
No, but he played in Wollongong, and that's when he got injured, is what I'm saying. But that's a different topic.
I think also with the benefit of having Justin Tatum, they should bring Jason down as do some maybe holiday camps during the off season, or train with a team. Something that like that would be
You know what?
cool
I've
to
got a
see.
big hot take. Jason
Oh, here
Tatum's
we go.
son is going to be the
We
next
finished this
star.
segment like ages ago,
No, but I
but
don't
carry
care. We
on.
can bring up many big hot takes. So Jason Tatum's son will be the next star at the Hawks in 20 years, whatever how old the kid is.
What? Oh, J
He's
oh,
gonna be.
Juice. Juice Tatum.
Yeah, Jason Tatum
In
will be the next star at the Hawks. But however how old he needs to
Yeah,
be.
hey, get him in
No,
the
but
Hawks uniform straight away. Get him in the Sarah Hawks
would you take
Academy.
Joey Wright as an assistant at Illawarra? That's my
Nah,
pro to you.
nah. Joey Wright. I feel
No,
like Joey Wright's done now.
because I know
Coach.
he won't be going out back to Adelaide. That's why I didn't bring
No.
up him. But in terms
No.
of NBL experience and being around, would you take him as
Yeah.
an assistant?
But with Tatum as head coach, I think he'll have a lot of connections in the US. As well as his son. Hopefully his son comes down and does maybe a training session with the team, or some holiday clinics, or something.
Or
Also,
even an NBA game.
that's what I was saying. How good would it be to? I think the Hawks would be the perfect team to travel across for some preseason games next season. They should play the Charlotte
Why would
Hornets.
they travel when they could come down here?
I know. I'm just thinking realistically, and it's never going to happen from.
Wollongong Beach is a beautiful place for Boston players to come down and
Well,
the
you think the
temple as
Boston
well.
Celtics are going to play at the Wynn Entertainment Center next year?
100%. Oregon City courtside, we're going to get invited as well. James can come from Drew. No.
No, I think they should play the Hornets and LaMelo Ball, and play the Celtics and Tatum. That'd be awesome viewing. But
Yeah.
anyway, anything else to mention with the coaches before we move on? All good.
I was just surprised they when they came in at the start of the season that they would take over straight away. But
Yeah, it's not a great
when
job.
they were both got hired at the start of the season, like it's like, oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I feel like well deserved, though. I've got to mention well deserved.
No, well deserved for both. Yeah.
We'll quickly mention the Boomers games. They weren't all too thrilling, especially that second game. But when against Korea, they did look shaky there. They were down by 14
Was gonna say that
points.
game against Korea. Korea looks like
Ooh, they were good, and
crying.
they were missing Hwang Jong-Lee, which I think
They had
probably
a
their best
Zhong
player.
on God, I hope that's
Obviously,
his
the
name.
superstar, but he wasn't playing for them, which did surprise me. But most of their players, I think, were play in the Korean Basketball League, and
Yeah, most.
yeah, and gee, to be down 14 points, I don't
But it
know.
wasn't like the Boomers weren't trying. They were trying. They just didn't
They
look
just didn't know. It wasn't a good
like
team.
there was no
It
energy, there was no
wasn't a good
chemistry.
team. I don't know if you blame some of it of Gorgon. I feel like that game. I know it's crazy to think, and maybe I'm just talking rubbish here, but it does give me a bit of, bit skeptical about what's to come for the Boomers in the future, knowing some of the rotations he had in that game against Crit. To even be down against them by 14 points with some of the players they still had, still worries me a bit. I know they obviously didn't train, it's a whole new group and everything, but
Yeah, but imagine if Hwang Jong-Lee was playing in that team. Would they have won Korea? I reckon they
probably,
would have. They could have brought that lead to 20 if anything. Like his
yeah.
3-point
Hwang
shooting would
Jong-Lee
have.
would have been their best player, 100%, and probably would have been the best player on the Boomers team the way they play it. So, No
Honestly,
disrespect
like,
to the Boomers at the moment. no, look, honestly, he would probably would have been the best player on the Booms too. So I don't know if you blame a bit of Gorge in that game or a bit of the players or just they haven't played at all together as a group, bit of young guys in their team too, but did give me a bit of worry. Little bit, not too
Yeah.
much, like a little bit, a little insy bit of worry about Gorgon coaching the Boomers at the Olympics. But same as that Indonesia game, they did win by 50, and Indonesia did score second in the third quarter. But the start was a little bit shaky for them. So here's what it is: they both got two wins there for the FIBA Asia Cup. Not massive games,
The
obviously,
NBL
but
teams aren't worried about their players getting like children Hunter. Like those guys, that
yeah,
was
I'm
my
surprised
worry.
he
A guy like Hunter
played a lot. He
starting
started over.
and
He
playing.
started over Humphries as well, which makes me feel like Humphries might not even make the Olympic side. Maybe even the training camp squad. If
No,
he's
no.
starting Hunter over Humphries when Hunter is playing games in a couple of weeks, well, the week after, then
Not even a week after, 3 days after, or 4 days after, because of
yeah,
flight
exactly.
travel.
Have to
It's
travel to
crazy.
although that probably doesn't really matter for
Do you
Gorgon, that
think
probably
if
doesn't
Hunter
care.
was, if they were playing New Zealand, would Hunter have played those games?
Yeah.
Really? I
Why
don't
not?
know.
Why not?
I feel like if they were playing New Zealand in New Zealand, then I don't think Hunter would have played or played a bigger role.
Yeah, but
But again, his
it's
price has
just
gone
for
up.
me
Like,
with Humphries coming off the bench, maybe that hurts his Boomers' chances to make the final 12 a bit. But not much to take from it. Some people saying Bannon. I thought Bannon was the best player from those two games. Some saying already on overtime. I just saw that will he play in the Olympics this year? I don't think he's there. Maybe a training camp invite if he's lucky, but he definitely won't make the side, in my opinion.
well, I reckon they're going to have like 25 players at that training camp at this rate because there's going to be so many players that are fighting for the same spot.
Quickly on Bannon as well,
Like,
declared for.
DJ could
Sorry.
have gone. Like, these games for DJ were important. I feel like he needed to shine and prove that he could
Yeah,
compete against
yeah,
Chris
yeah,
Golding for that
yeah,
spot.
yeah,
He could
yeah.
still prove that during the camp, but I would
Those
still go
games,
for Golding at the moment.
yeah. But Bannon did prove himself a bit. He probably maybe earned himself a training camp invite, at least I reckon. But the way he played in those two games, I thought he was great. And as I was going to say, he's declared for the draft. I don't think he'll get maybe a drafted stash if
He's
he's
declared for the
lucky.
draft. I thought he was last year's
Yeah,
draft. I'm taking it.
declared
Oh,
for the
yeah.
draft. Declared for the draft. So I don't think he'll get drafted. If he does, he'll be a drafted stash. But maybe Summer League.
Yeah, draft is definitely a draft staff. Like, might have a king. Yeah.
Yeah. Finals preview. Let's get into it quickly here. Tassie versus Illawarra is the first game. We kind of talked about it last week. The winner plays Illawarra. Sorry, the winner plays Perth. Perth will obviously want Tasmania. In
Would they
the
though?
this is I don't think they want either team because they
I was
obviously
gonna say,
Illawarra
I
swept
know
them.
Tebow is strong.
But
Like, I
Tasmania is
feel like
probably the
Doyle's gonna
strongest,
be hard to
most
guard.
informed team at the moment. So Perth will. You really don't want any team. These are two strong
No.
sides if you're Perth. So I'd probably if I'm Perth, I'd probably prefer Tassie. Whereas if I'm Melbourne, I'd probably prefer Illawarra. So that's kind of the matchup they're probably hoping for. But Tassie Illawarra, that first one plays Perth, obviously, in the semi-finals. Who you got winning that one? I think it kind of lead for me, I think it kind of leads towards Tassie. Home game. They're so in form at the moment. I know Hawks beat them last time they played in Tassie, but
Yeah, I was gonna
who you got?
say, I've got Illawarra by five. I'm gonna
Really?
give you mine as well.
Really?
I'm gonna go by five. Yeah.
Why?
Well, if you think of, like, I know that last game we can't like they only won by one, but that game they were in control. Like there was no tomorrow. Like I know Joel had only come back to the team maybe recently, but Illawarra, if Gary Clark is healthy, I know he was in a movie during the press conference you were at. That's all precaution because every team's doing that this year. But I think they've just got more all around like depth. Like I know Tassie have depth, but like we talked about their point guards. Like if say Crawford gets in foul trouble, are you gonna rely on Sean McDonald getting you buckets and diming, you know?
Yeah.
Like they all have probably the same
A
issue
lot
as
of
well.
bench
Harvey and
depth.
Robinson.
I feel like a bit more
Yeah, they've
bench
got
depth.
lead, they've got more shooters off the bench. They can
But in
rely
turn,
on.
it's kind of the opposite. I think Illawarra have a lot of guard depth. You look at Will Hickey, they've got to have would have been starting
Even
Justin
by
Robinson
Wiley
off the
Bayless, if you want
bench. Yeah,
to.
Biley Bayless, AJ Johnson, Kyle Landon if you want. But I feel
Yeah,
like
is
they've
he
got
playing
more
off games to qualify? I don't know if he's
Yeah,
I
he
don't
played all the last games, so he'll be playing. But they've got more depth
playing all the last games. Okay,
in the
okay.
gut. They've got more depth in that guard position, whereas Tasmania have more depth in the big man department in terms of Magnay coming off the bench, Krizlovic, Vodanovic. People forget he's on that team now.
Is Mkhitaryan still injured?
Not too sure. He might be, I think he'll be
Oh, well,
back.
he's,
He'll
I
be
think he
back
is.
by that game. Majok Jang, Jared Bairstow, if you want to mention him.
Yes, you
So
want to
they've
mention
got,
Bairstow, I
it's
forgot.
different how Tassie have depth at that big spot, whereas Illawarra have depth at that guard spot. Illawarra don't really have, other than Albrecht, you
The
got.
good thing about the Tassie have upside is that they've got the experience. Like, only players in that Illawarra team, you've got Carr and then Blanchfield,
Yeah.
Heatley, and Frawley. I don't know. Oh, there might be. Oh, Greta, but Greta hasn't played because. But look, like, their
In
team
terms of
is not
veterans.
young. Well, Harvey, maybe, yes. You can
Yeah,
Harvey Wilson
Harvey,
that one year.
yes. Yeah, Harvey, I would say Clark is wouldn't say a veteran, but
Actually,
he's
now that I
quite
think about it,
experienced.
it's kind of even. But like Tassie have been like Ross being fun is what I'm saying. Like they've got, like he's coached him
It's
throughout the
gotta
time,
be, I
and
think
they've.
the game will depend on the coach. It's funny you say that, but I think it will, the coaching strategy
No,
in this game will determine this game, I feel like, because I feel like the squad depth is quite even, but it'll be on how the coaches perform, how they utilize their rotations. Because come finals time, you only have to only use 8 guys or so,
I think that's
and
what's actually
every
all a
minute
lot more
counts.
though.
So it's really going to be on the coaches. But for me, I think Tassie home game, I know Illawarra beat them last time, but Tassie are just more informed. They've been in the finals before, more experienced in that field. Roth as well. So I say Tassie will win that matchup. Do I have to do a margin as well here, Aiden?
Yeah,
Might
go
as
for
well.
it.
Let's go 3 points. I think it'll be a close game. It'll
Yeah,
be a
we're
really
both
good
fixing
game.
me within five. Yeah,
Yeah. Oh
that's
yeah.
I don't think
It
so.
should be a good game. Really good game to watch. High quality level. So
Look,
exciting. Excited for
Tassie
that one.
need Leahy to not get fragile and then Crawford to play his role, like to be stepping up when Doyle doesn't get going, if it doesn't get going. And then Hawks is the story of every game. Harvey needs to stop shooting the piss if he's not making them and pass the rock.
And we're quickly in the second game, New Zealand City. The winner of that plays the loser of Tassie Illawarra. This one's in Sydney, also on the Wednesday straight after. This one is tough. Now, obviously, New Zealand missing Lamb and a few injuries here and there recently, but McDowell White is still out,
I
I
think he's
believe. Yeah.
confirmed out now. I think he's been confirmed out.
Yeah. So
Even if he's not, it's still going to be hard with an
With
injured
that, and
shoulder,
they
I don't
lost to
think.
Adelaide as well, where they really needed a win. Sydney's been pretty out of form too. Yes, they had the biggest win in NBL history last game, well, 40-minute era history against Phoenix, but that doesn't really mean much to me. So, God, these two teams coming into it, I don't feel like they've got to win that game on Monday, whoever they play, Illawarra or Tassie. But in this case.
Always on a Monday too, like
Sheesh.
that's so bizarre.
I'm just gonna go
I'm
Sydney.
gonna go
I feel like they've
Sydney
gotta
because of
just turn up. I feel like Mark Moon knows that if he loses this game, that's it for him as Sydney Kings head coach. If he wins, they may reconsider him for next year. But if he loses this game,
weird.
he'll be gone. He'll be cut. So I say Sydney will win by 8 points. But it's tough, like both of these teams. New Zealand, if they had Lamb, 100%. If they had Lamb and McDowell White, 100%, they're winning this game. But because they lost two, that game against Adelaide, away game as well. I know that probably doesn't affect the NBL as much, but I just think Sydney get the win here. And the best of Sydney, as I've seen, they can beat Melbourne United. They're capable of being a really good team, a championship contender at their very best.
Which we've
So.
not seen often this season.
Exactly. So if that Sydney Kings team shows up, no doubt they'll win this game. I think Sydney will win it by 8 points. So who you got?
Yeah, I watch City, but I'm not comfortable saying City like we had a comp like we've confidence. Like it's I don't know, we could see a Finn Delaney breakout game. He could show us what he was like, you know,
Yeah.
heading
Well,
towards.
Finn Delaney's got 100% need to step up if New
This
Zealand got a
moment, this
win.
is Finn Delaney's game that he needs to
Final series.
I
If
hate to
New
say
Zealand
it,
won any chance of,
28
yeah. If you want
28-5
any
in like
chance
seven
of
at least,
going
he needs
all
to.
the way from six somehow, Finn Delaney needs to go Absolutely crazy.
Yeah. The Sydney Baronas are probably DJ Hogue or Valentine. They've got to
So
get going.
the next game, the plan will be on the Monday, and we'll probably record after that. So, in my opinion, so
We
it's got
won't
to
have
be
Sydney.
Illawarra and Sydney.
Sydney.
Illawarra is going to win that game by 10 points.
Ten points
In the
in
gong
the
as
gong.
well. If that occurs, I see Illawarra
It
win, and
occurs.
they'll play Melbourne United. But there's not much to talk about that preview really, because you don't know if it's going to happen.
Look,
But
if
if
Sydney beat New Zealand comfortably, and then because I said I want Illawarra to beat Tassie. I reckon Sydney could beat Tassie. That's all I'm saying.
Really? So your prediction is Sydney to beat Tassie then?
No, I'm going to go Tassie. I'm going
Oh,
to say
okay.
Tassie to beat
Well,
Sydney, but I think it's going to be a closer game than
yeah.
against New
Yeah, if
Zealand.
Tassie loses Illawarra, maybe a bit of worry. And yeah, you're right. You're right. So let's move on to recent ESPN mock draft 2024. Now there's a lot of mock drafts here and there, a lot of wild ones that I've seen.
It was a 2025 one, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a 2025 one that I think got released today as well. Rocco in there too, but that's like not much to take away. There may be a few.
Tyrese Proctor in that one as well.
Yeah, I know. But that's probably something we'll get into
Next
in
year.
the off season when we get a few of those players in the
Yeah.
top 30 that could be next stars. Hopefully Carmen Mellowatch is one of those who's third. But in 2024, we'll quickly go through that ESPN mock draft. Sarr slid down to number two. He seems like a guaranteed top five pick, maybe guaranteed top three at this point. But this is really a draft where anyone could go number one. So don't know what will
Well, yeah,
happen
and it
there.
depends on what team has to pick as well. Like, we're not going to
100%.
be
It will be on what team and what's a necessity. But let's hope Alex Sarr goes number one, though, just for
what
the
Sarr and
NBL
Wemby
sake.
combined?
Bobby Klippman for Sweden. From Sweden, playing for Cairns, 23. I'm surprised he's still a first rounder. I thought that second half of the year
I
with
thought,
Cairns,
look.
yeah, was a bit
Yeah, I didn't
shaky.
think I didn't look before. I was like, oh, he might be like mid second round and drop his stash again, but
If people still rank him highly, maybe because of
how tall he
his
is, he's
length.
gonna
Yeah, his length and his ability to play multiple positions.
yeah.
Maybe the interest. He's like the ideal kind of NBA player now. He's a great offensive player at his height. Could play multiple spots. So,
I would
yeah,
like to
I
see him in the
think.
NBL again. I don't know why. I feel like next year, when he, I know he's probably going to go for drops this year, but if he was to go again in the NBL, I feel like he could go top three next year. He could be like, if he gets given court time, he could be like,
I don't
but I
know.
think he'll be
Next
take, I
year's
think he'll
draft
take getting
is,
drafted this
I
year.
think next year's draft is looking a bit more stacked than this year. So, better to put his name in it now rather than ever. Now, Tyrese Proctor has kind of been replaced. He's not in this mock draft. They've put him in 2025, and instead, the Aussie in college that is flying up the ranks is Johnny Furphy. He's now 29. Some
Who was
people
meant to be
have,
for next year's draft?
yeah, he is absolutely risen up the ranks. He's been sensational for Kansas, and that's probably one of the probably a top five biggest school in basketball. So, and he's been one of their best players. He's been so good in so many assets for them, and
Did he make the
29.
Boomers team? Or the two?
That's it. Honestly, that's a genuine question. Because if he's a guy
That's what
that,
I'm. I feel like he could be like Chris Gold. He could like in terms
I
of
think
that
maybe a
element
training
and what from
again,
Goldie.
training camp invite. But he's like 6'9". He's like that forward. I don't think he, at the moment,
Yeah, but he can
as an
shoot the
11th or
ball well.
12th man, if he was a big, then yes. If he was like a 7-footer kind of big, then I'd maybe consider. But no, as they don't really need a 6'9" kind of wing like him scoring wing.
7 foot guy shooting threes. Yeah, imagine that. Someone on a 7 foot on the wing just chugging up threes. Like, that'd be
But
insane. That's what, like, I'm sorry. Go.
but 29, some people have him top 14. So good on him. Hopefully we see him get drafted. Who knows? He could even be number one. If he keeps going and wins Kansas a national championship, he could be number one and the fourth person ever from Melbourne, Australia to go number one. Born, I should say. And then some late second rounders there that are probably drafting stash guys in Mantas Rubštavičius and Ariel Hakpori. Rubštavičius 52, Hakpori 55. If anything, I feel like they're better to not get drafted those two rather than to get drafted. Because if they get drafted, there's no doubt those guys are going to be drafted and stashed and probably spend. Mantas may stay another year in the NBL, but I feel like both of them will probably end up just going to Europe next year anyway if
Like
they get
Hugo Bisson
drafted.
and not do anything. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's my worry. I feel like they're better off not getting drafted rather than getting drafted just to.
Well, that's more for Aro. I think
Yeah.
Mantas, I think he could be second round early. He could, he's a good
100%. I
prospect.
reckon
He
he
could,
could
he's.
be not like he could be drafted and not be drafted in stash. Whereas Hauck Porty,
I
I
feel
think
like,
he's only a drafted stash. I don't think he's going to be
yeah,
drafted and then
I think he's
technically
too,
be.
Aro is too raw. Mantas has already played two pro seasons in
Yeah,
Lithuania, I think, wasn't
you
it?
could say he's been the best next star this year, but it's because of he's older than all the next stars. That's why he's
And he shot the ball
not
really
yeah.
well. He's well. I wouldn't say he's the best of this year, but he's definitely the most
I think no,
polished.
I think he's the best. Yeah, most polished is a good
Well,
word.
best pro ready. Yeah, no, yeah, okay,
Yeah,
yeah. I agree.
and
I'd say in terms of skill.
58. I don't know if they call it Mr. Irrelevant as well in the NBA, the last pick of the draft, because it's not 60 because of forfeit drafts picks or something. So 58, AJ Johnson. I think he's been
The
solid
last 58
again.
pick was Hugo Bisson, but.
I think again with Johnson, he's just way too raw. I think he has the skill set to be an NBA player in the future, but he's very raw prospect at the moment, and I think he's better off spending another year. I don't know whether that's the NBL or maybe in the G League. I think the G
Well, I
League will
think the
suit
NBL
his
would be good
game.
for him because Tatum,
Yeah.
obviously, him and Tatum obviously connect really well.
Yeah.
And but
Yeah.
who knows? I think for him, I would like to see him back in the NBL
You'd
because
have to prove it in the offseason or something to say I can be the starting
he's
point
gonna.
guard.
Well, yeah, and play point guard. Like,
Yeah.
I'm not gonna name names,
Yeah.
Trenton Flowers, but
Well, we'll talk about Trent Flowers. He's not on
yeah,
this
let's talk. You know
list.
what? We can talk about it. Yes, we can talk about it.
Yeah, he's not on this list. You're surprised by it all that Johnson's on here and not Flowers?
Not really. Flowers did get hurt towards the well, didn't play as much towards the
Yeah.
end. AJ's
Yeah.
still
And he was
finding
playing
in finals.
on a bottom tier
AJ could go
team.
off tomorrow or today, whenever this comes out.
I doubt he'll
Sorry, I
get
forgot.
minute any minutes or minutes at all, but
If he does, he
I
needs to,
think Johnson is the better player than Flowers at the moment. Who knows down the future,
The
down the
better
track.
player, but NBA likes the guys like Flowers more because he's
This
more height and
yeah,
more
they're both really
athletic.
raw.
Yeah.
Johnson's more athletic than Flowers, but I think
Turn out
the thing with
the
Johnson, he's more fast paced, he's more athletic, he has more control over the game. He can run the point at times.
Bit of IQ.
He's also been quite good on defense for a number of games this season,
Yeah.
especially against Perth, against Con.
I
Like
was
he's been able
surprised.
to guard guys like Con. So he's got some skills there that can definitely 100% be developed. Trent Flowers on the other hand, yeah, I don't know if he's. I think Johnson is a way better prospect than him, but Flowers definitely needs another year. Johnson, I don't know. I don't think he'll get a full
Maybe
roster
Johnson needs to
spot,
hit the gym a bit more. He needs to
but
just get a bit more
yeah,
muscles.
he needs the right NBA team to develop him. He could be a really good player if the right NBA team. He's got the skill set to be a good NBA player, not a superstar, but maybe like a starter level, maybe like a six man kind of role on an NBA team. He's got the
Was this
skill
like a
to be
Jalen
that.
Brunson type, but not.
No,
That's probably
I
not
don't think that
fair.
far, but I think if the
That's
right
probably not.
team develops him, he could be a really good player. Anyone else
I think
missing
he
from
needs
this
to. I
list?
just don't think he should play G League because he's not. I
I
feel like he's
think
gonna
he would
be.
be good in the G League. I think Johnson would be perfect G League player.
I feel like his talent's gonna be wasted down here. I feel like they won't look at him as much.
Yeah,
Like, it, like if he
fair
stays in the
enough.
NBL, there's still eyes on the NBL. G
Fair
League,
enough.
it's like the G League now. It's not doing so well. It's not. I don't know. It's more. What do you mean? Who else was the next up? Tui wasn't there, but Tui, we probably didn't think Tui was gonna
Yeah,
get
it would go.
drafted.
Yeah, he'll go next year. Didn't have a great second half of the year, so I reckon he'll go
Started
next
well.
year.
Him and Galloway were
Yeah,
great
he
together.
looked
They
like he could have
started.
been drafted at the start of the year, but I think next year will be his year. Obviously, Rocco can't get drafted this year. Josh Bannon, I think we mentioned before. I don't think he'll be drafted again. Maybe drafted in stash if
Again, if
he's
he
lucky.
does, yeah, Joff and Stash, but not over the years.
I don't think any other local guys are putting their names in the draft. I don't think Henschel or Russell Nance or any of those guys.
Look, we
Albridge,
don't think well, none of them are.
is Albridge putting his name in? I don't know. I don't think he is.
Don't think so. I think I saw him in the
Could he?
2025 one. Nah, he'll be like Ben. He'll be similar in terms of stats,
Yeah.
but I don't think he'd.
He another well, I think
Next
he'll
year
be
for
in the
sure.
he'll
I
be in
think
the
next
NBL
year he'll
next year
be.
anyway. So I think he Aldridge is capable of being an NBA guy, I think. But he's the type of guy that needs a good summer league, like a Jack White. I think he needs like or Jock
Oh, he needs
Landale.
a
He
great summer.
needs a few
No,
years in the pro system. Give him like another 3 years and a couple summer leagues, and I think he'll be an NBA kind of bench role player, like maybe like a
well, if you want
Jock
to go for it
Landale.
now, we can talk about players that should go to summer league this year if you want. Well, we did it another time last
No,
summer.
we'll do that another time in the off season.
No, I was to say, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. But he's the one that should definitely go to summer league. If he gets offered, go. Like,
Aldridge,
take it.
yeah, maybe not this year because he'll put his name in the draft next year. But
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's anyone else there. Galloway maybe play summer league again. But in terms
If
of
Galloway can
draft
stay
wise,
healthy, yeah.
yeah, in terms of draft wise, I don't think we're missing anyone there. So, be interesting. Hopefully, we see
I
the
want Foxwell. You're kidding.
hopefully we
I
see
love
the
you, but you're
most
not making.
NBL players drafted. In one draft, so that would be cool.
Yeah, I'm
But
gonna retake my hot take about saying it will be six of them drafted in the first round. That one didn't last long.
well, that's a big miss. That's why we don't do hot takes anymore.
Exactly.
let's finish off
Not
with
till next season.
rapid fire.
Yeah,
Let's
rapid fire.
finish it off with you, and here we go. Will Thomas Wilson, Tom Wilson, sorry, not Thomas Wilson, Tom Wilson, be
Jeez.
back in the NBL next season?
Yeah. I'm gonna be a Melbourne-based team as well.
Should the NBL disassociate itself with FIBA?
Well, I don't like I know this is probably irrelevant in terms of that topic, but they don't use like a FIBA or like the Maltons they
Yeah.
don't use during the games.
Oh, but it's still like FIBA regulation and
Not
everything.
really.
Okay.
No, I
I
don't think
don't
it
think it
is
matters,
because
but
I'm still.
should they just disassociate themselves from FIBA? That's the question.
Nah.
No. Will we see? Because of all this Isaiah Thomas stuff, we didn't really talk about. But will we see a former NBA All Star in the NBL next year? The NBA All Star, so Dwight Howard, Isaiah Thomas, John Wall, any of those guys in the league
Mellow.
next year?
No. Look, I would love to see one of them in, but no.
Does Brian Goorjian coach in the NBL next season still?
Don't think so. You
And
think Phoenix, don't you still?
I think the only two teams are Phoenix and Sydney. They're the only two teams that are capable.
Yeah, because I don't think anyone else is firing on it. Oh,
No,
no, he wouldn't have gone
unless
New
like maybe out of unless
Zealand.
like a Vickerman or really somehow gets a deal somewhere else, like in the NBA
Yeah,
or
but
something.
I can't see Gorge going to Perth. I'm sorry, I can't see Gorge and
No,
Conlon coach team.
no.
Like, I don't know.
And will every NBL team next season get a Nexstar? All ten.
It's looking that way. I reckon
Looking that
it's
way.
gonna hit. I don't know much, but I feel like in terms of talent,
Looking that way, what do you
it's
got?
in on it.
What do you got for us, then? You got a
I have no
scoop?
goss, but I
Got a
think
scoop?
that
We know there's
Harvey
two
Miles
next
might.
season.
Well, yeah,
There's
you've got Rocco.
Tui and Rocco, but that will do.
There's
That will do.
Harvey Miles come down.
Yeah, I think he will be next star.
What
Hopefully
team
with
are you
his
hoping?
connections over here. Hopefully he is because he's third, I think, for 2025. Projected third.
Would the Perth go over the Nolan Troy, whatever it is? He was in that draft ranking,
He was.
I
I
think.
think he was in the top 30. Not Nolan Treor, the French
I don't
guy.
know
He
how
was
to. He
training
was
with Perth at the start of the
15.
year. I think he played a
He was like
preseason game against the NBL One West All Stars. So, and he's top 30. So,
one.
yeah, the NBL One West All Stars. That's who they played.
He could be another next that comes down.
I think so. I think he could be. Depending if a team wants him, but depending if Perth still want him too. But other than that, you got anything to mention? Finals Wednesday, which will probably be today when this comes out.
Leave work early and watch the games.
Let's see how dumb our predictions are, and see how
Yeah, exactly.
incredibly wrong we are. Playing game as
Jackson, if
well.
you're watching or listening, yeah, get on the drinks. Stop listening to our podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode, and we'll see you for the final four teams in the season next week.